recording. General Mills, makers of Cheerios, the oat cereal ready to eat, and Wheaties, breakfast of champions, presents The Lone Ranger. Champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow.
Till about 10 o'clock, then meet you. We'll hide over there among those trees till dark.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto in the wild hills to the north of Dunmore stopped at the gold mine of Prospector Jock McVeigh, a man crime they've known for many years. They were surprised to see that the entrance to the mine was blocked by a massive round boulder, which Jock was trying to remove with no results. Jock, after greeting them, said,
"The last time you were here was a year ago, in the summer."
"Ah, it's right after you start to dig here."
I did a lot of digging, too. Kept at it all summer and fall. Must have dug 40 feet straight through that hill, right behind the rock.
What's the rock doing there, locked in the entrance?
Man, do you know how it snows and blows once winter sets in up here?
I do, Jock. Weather's really bad.
Bad? It's the worst. Once the snow started, I scooted out of here. But first, I used my mule to help me push that rock against the entrance to the mine. Now I can't move it away.
Well, stop worrying about it, Jock. I'll take this spade and start digging a shallow trench away from the boulder.
Me do it.
I'll use your pick, Jock, and loosen the dirt that's holding the boulder tight.
Tonto dug a narrow trench from the rock to the top of a small incline that leveled off about 10 feet from the mine entrance. Then, when the boulder was loose, they rolled it along the trench, as a train might roll on a track. They stopped when the boulder rested on level ground. Jock McVeigh thanked them and invited them to eat with him at his cabin a mile away from the mine. But the Lone Ranger declined.
"Oh, no, thanks, Jock. We'll set up camp as we always do. We'll not be too far away. Perhaps we'll see you in the morning."
At that moment in Dunmore, Deputy Sheriff Rudy Carmack, restless and pop-eyed, burst into the office of Sheriff Tom Wayne.
"Ed Martin, it's him, Sheriff. It's him, all right. I'm sure."
"What are you talking about?"
"Ed Martin, the outlaw. He and three other fellas are sitting at a table over in Kate Glasgow's Cafe."
"But the report we got from Allen City said the gang headed east after they robbed the bank there."
"I don't care what the report said, Sheriff.
All right, Rudy. Round up every man you can get. Do it fast. We're going over to the cafe and take those hombres. Come into Dunmore right in the open, would they, huh? Come on, we'll show them."
There were 10 deputies with Sheriff Wayne and Rudy Carmack when they rushed into the cafe and covered Aunt Martin and his pal.
"Don't move, Martin. You're under arrest.
Watch out, Sheriff." "No! Hey, listen, Sheriff, you're waiting two of them."
"Don't shoot again, Sheriff. We give up. You fooled us this time. Throw your gun in, Johnny."
"That's more like it. Pete, get those two wounded hombres to the doctors. Ed, we'll take you and your pal to our jailhouse for a while."
"Go to it. You never hold us there."
"No, you're right. Yours are putting you in a stagecoach and driving you back to Allen City where they want you.
We'll start looking for your brother and the rest of the gang tomorrow. Sheriff, I'm going after that stagecoach."
Rudy Carmack hurried to the stable and sought out the owner.
"Josh, get your stagecoach fixed up, huh? The sheriff wants to hire it."
Sure thing, Rudy. Say, there was some excitement you had over at the cafe, huh?"
"Yeah. Caught Ed Martin and another outlaw and shot two others. That's what we want the coach for, to take Martin and his pal to Allen City tonight. We figure if we leave right away, we'll get there..."
As Rudy Carmack talked, a figure standing in the shadows seemed to melt away from the stable. The young outlaw, known as the Kid, had heard enough. He hurried to where his horse was tied, mounted it, then headed for the hills and the place where he knew that Casey Martin and the rest of the gang waited.
Johnny, like that. Well, they're not going to keep him.
You're going to try to hold up the stage, Casey?
We'll blast the stage and every tin badge rattler that's guarding my brother. Boys, get your guns and your rifles. Kid, we've been waiting here for more than an hour now. You sure this is the road they'll take to Allen City?
I am, Casey. I checked when I was over here, but...
Coming around the bend in the road.
It's a stagecoach.
Yeah. Four riders with it. Guards.
There are 9 of us. Boys, blast the guards first.
Get up. Yeah. Come on. Give it to them.
The outlaws' initial burst of fire sent 3 of the guards tumbling from their horses. The fourth rider and the shotgun guard returned the fire. But the outlaws' attack was as relentless as it was unexpected. Bullets wounded the fourth guard and one of the lead horses on the coach. As the wounded animal fell, the other horses piled up, and the stagecoach careening turned over. Driver and shotgun guard were thrown to the road unconscious.
"Hold your fire, boys, no more!
Oh. Dad's inside that coach, Ed and Johnny, and we gotta get him out.
We've got to get him out.
All right.
Well, Casey, we got Ab and Johnny out of the coach, all right. It's banged up bad.
Not as bad as the sheriff and that deputy here.
What are you going to do, Casey?
What we plan to do. Get away from here as fast as we can.
Uh-huh.
Let's get Ab and Johnny onto a horse.
All right.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Bulldog Bobby is a boy of nine. He can really hit that line. He's a star because he knows he's got go power from Cheerios. Yes, he's got go power. There he goes. He's feeling his Cheerios. Cheerios. Cheerios.
Good old Cheerios. They got go. So nourishing because they're made from oats with minerals, vitamins, and proteins that your body needs. Yes, indeed. A bowl of Cheerios and milk really starts your day off right. Does all sorts of good things for your body. Helps you have strong bones and muscles, good red blood, and healthy nerves. So every morning, take on a bowl of Cheerios and milk for real go power. You like that wonderful toasted oat flavor, too. Downright delicious. Come to think of it, Cheerios is one of the tastiest muscle-building foods you can eat. Try Cheerios and you'll hear...
He's feeling his Cheerios.
Now to continue. The outlaws, high in the hills, had trudged on relentlessly for 5 hours. Casey Martin, leading the horse that carried his brother, called through the darkness.
Oh, kid, I think you got us lost. Doesn't seem to be any direction to where we're going.
I'm sorry, Casey. Only more moonlight, maybe I could just... Casey. Boys, look there behind the trees. It's a light.
Hey, man. It's a cabin, boys, you see? That means grub. Let's go there.
Prospector Jock McVeigh in his cabin had lighted a lantern when he heard hoofs and footsteps somewhere nearby. He walked to the door and opened it as Casey Martin and the kid stopped outside.
Len, who are you? And what do you want?
Hi there, cop. Who's waiting?
Nobody, but I asked you a question first.
An old piece of boys alone. Leave the horses. Come on in.
Wait a second, you.
Out of the way, old man.
Why, you young whippersnapper. I'll bash your head for pushing me.
Stop waving that lantern around like that. I'm getting oil all over the floor. Give me that lantern.
Hey, what's going on?
I'll take it over your head. That's what I'll do.
What's up?
Hey.
The lame busted.
Hey, you shivering snake.
Hey, fire. The place is on fire. Casey, get out. Get out. We can't stop.
Yeah, I know. Get away, everybody. Hey, look. The cabin's on fire.
What is it, Casey? What happened?
That fire caught on in a second.
Did I told you to watch out? Where is that old geezer?
Hey, fire. Hey, fire.
Not come too easy.
What man is it? Oh, young coyote, huh? I did that to him. Hit
hit him with a sack full of gold nuggets. That's what I did.
Jock, the fire's not going to spread, but it's too late to do anything about your cabin. So tell us what happened.
Excitedly but briefly, Jock related the events leading to the fire. The Lone Ranger asked,
Jock, are you well enough to look after this young fellow?
I am. I'll tie him up. Just to make sure he doesn't try any funny stuff when he comes to.
That'll be a long time from now, I think. Come on, Toto. Let's go after the others.
Effort pushed. The giant boulder in the groove made earlier rolled down the incline and slammed
watch in there till the law comes. Go ahead. Push against the rock, all of you. But you'll have to squeeze through to get out. And it'll be one at a time. I'll have my guns ready, waiting.
With Sheriff Wayne, Rudy Carmack, and other deputies. Jock McVeigh, who was with the group, spoke first.
How do you know, man? You have them cooped up in the mine just like Tonto said you would.
Yes. Casey Martin tried to come out. You'll find him bound tightly over by the tree. His brother Ab is inside with the rest.
They ambushed us last night. Almost killed me and my men. It's lucky we're tough. We survived.
Me too. Burned the place down, they did, and bashed me. Only I bashed a little myself. That whippersnapper's head will be getting fixed by doctors for weeks.
That lad was an outlaw. The kid, they call him.
Well, they'll call him by a number now instead of a name. That is, if they don't hang him.
He told us they have the Allen Bank money with
him. Well, let's get it. Me and cover that open.
All right, man.
A few of you work that boulder away from the entrance.
All right.
Now, if the masked man will only... See, the masked man, he was here a second ago. Where is he?
Well, that Indian was holding a white horse. See, the masked man's on it. They're waving to us and they're riding away.
That's the way he always does. Works by himself till crooks are ready for capture. Then lets the law step in.
Yes, I've heard them say that. And I guess it's why they call him the Lone Ranger. All right, Ben, let's open that mine.
Program has come to you from Detroit. This is ABC Radio Network.